Yeah.
I have Mr. Colson.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President. Bob tells me the hard hats were pleased with my welfare stand, huh?
My golly,
I wonder how they heard about it.
Well, they'd read about it, a lot of them, but one of the interesting things, I'd received a lot of calls on this yesterday, but then when I went up there last night and went from room to room, it was really one of the first things that that people mentioned. Of course, they'd had a few drinks, and it was an after-dinner kind of thing, and they were letting off a little steam, all of them, just almost without exception, people would say, by God, you tell them we agree with that, those loafers, and I've worked all my life, and by God, nobody gives me anything for nothing, and I believe in hard work. Of course, that's really the one characteristic of these fellows. But
yeah.
Everywhere they talked about it.
Good.
They're a great bunch. I must say, Mr. President, I was heartened last night. I didn't get any criticism on or very little on Davis Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The criticism I got, people would say, well, I think the president got bad advice.
Yeah.
They were reluctant to blame you.
Yeah.
Brennan was in full swing there last night.
And, good.
Taking me around to people, he was being very helpful.
Was he, what do they think of these that crowd in the mall down there? Did they even mention that, or have they seen it?
Oh, yeah.
God, that's an awful-looking group.
It sure is. They had the reaction of, these are real bums, and, you know, how do you keep people like this off the streets? And they were mad at him, but
none
of them have gone out to do anything about it.
That's right. They shouldn't fight veterans.
Well, I think that's probably the one point that has turned them, that has kept them quiet, because the fact that they think they're veterans, of course, we know they're not.
A lot of them aren't,
but I thought the attitudes were good. As I also told Bob, it's the minority hiring thing is something we're going to do some work on here, because that has a lot of them bothered, but I think we can...
Well, heck, I don't think we're getting many points out of doing minority hiring, are we?
That's my opinion, no, sir.
Yeah.
But, we'll work on this.
It just irritates the hell out of them, because they know that a lot of it's unfair.
Well, they've had some rough breaks, but the basic thing which I told Bob was that the underlying sentiment was...
More positive than it has been, huh?
Much more positive, and very good towards you personally, and that same kind of a proud feeling is there, and despite our troubles, which I think we'll find ways around in the near future.
It may be, too, that some of those fellows that were in the cabinet room kind of got around, too, don't you think,
passed forward? They sure did.
They would have helped, too, don't you think?
They helped a great deal, and interestingly, I let them know where I was going to be last night, and three of them came by and thanked me for the meeting and told how much they appreciated it. No, that word is spread all through the...
They kind of like the idea. Somebody, they know darn well that most people would have run away from the meeting, and they think, well, he was willing to talk to us.
Had the guts to talk and to listen, and Tom Murphy, who's a pretty outspoken guy, said that he...
Fine guy.
...was very moved by your ending. No, I think it... I have the feeling we're building back with these fellows. I really do. Some things we need to do, and we'll work...
Well, we can just get some more jobs. Employment should start to go up in that business, shouldn't it? No.
It should be the first to feel it.
Good heavens, Mr. President. I don't know. It depends on, of course, which carpenters, if housing ought to be affected by carpenters, and a lot of things around.
Well, there are still localized problems. I heard some of them last night, and I've talked to Ehrlichman this morning about two or three particular areas. Pittsburgh and Allegheny County have a special problem that we'll do some work on. But when you think that the total construction estimate for this year has been revised upward to $109 billion.
Gosh, they've just got a...
Well, I used that everywhere last night, and it staggered people because the outlook is good for them.
Yeah.
You might be interested that...
That's good.
That Evans Novak column on Muskie and the Trotskyites...
Oh, yeah.
That, curiously, I can't imagine how these things happened, but...
got around?
2,000 copies of that had been distributed out there. Every room I went in, they had a little stack of copies. So.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's something. These guys really are on the ball, aren't they?
Well, you just wonder how those things get out there.
Yeah. Some of them read it?
Oh, a number of people were commenting on it. In fact, they were a little defiant about Kowalski over that. The spirit is...
They got no use for the communist or the Trotskyites, you know. To them, a Trotskyite is just the same as a Moscowite, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't distinguish. They just know it's... They know it's one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
Of course, Brennan, I'm surprised to learn he's a real hardliner on this... he still sees communists everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was giving a little speech everywhere last night about the...
Mm-hmm.
We've got to protect against the commies taking us over. And he's a real tough guy on that score.
Well, it's good to have a few. That welfare line, it just may be that we ought to get that pumped around a little more.
Well,
at the speech itself. I've told Bob this morning they ought to get it reprinted and mail it to hell of a lot. I mean, reprinted with my... So I added several ad-libs in it, which... regard to personal experience, which really gets it across. And people really, really are sick of this welfare. They really are.
They're sick of loafers. They're sick of
loafers.
People.
That's what I mean. They don't want to help the needy, but they don't want to help these people that are sponging gold-bricking off the others.
That's right. I met a number of people last night. For example, a carpenter from Pittsburgh came up to me, and he said, I've been unemployed. Be goddamned if I'll go on welfare. And he said, you tell the president. He said, I admire him for saying that his family wouldn't do it. And he said, by God, we just got to get more Americans thinking that way.
But isn't that interesting?
It really was. And I started last night to ask one of our speechwriters to start boiling that speech, or taking the key parts of that speech out and seeing if
right.
we can't.
Did you?
Give it a wide distribution. I think we ought to figure it. Damn good mailing list for that, and maybe do.
Well, tell them particularly to get in the personal. You see, there was what the speechwriter prepared. Then, of course, I ad-libbed something about my family, and also about the kids from Rio Grande High School. You know,
that's right.
That came up. Well, that kind of stuff, that really gets people. That reaches them.
Yes, it does. That's exactly the kind of thing. It's like that. Kevin Taylor story.
That's right. You've got to have a little story there and tell the speechwriter who does this, say, now take the priceless prose. That's fine, too. I mean, the immortal prose, we want a little of that. But a little the anecdote stuff, they can pull that in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they can... I think if that could get around, another thing that you might do is to get that to... I think that's a very... Bob is going to have Louis Nunn do a little mailing on it, but if he could... But I think that ought to get to all the Republican members of Congress and all Southern Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See my point?
Yes, sir.
Why not? Just from a letter from Nunn maybe could go to them, you know?
Well, we'll
Republican. Let's get this. This is an issue that really strikes home right now. People are blaming the high taxes and the welfare loafers.
That's exactly right.
And the dirty streets, and it hits a lot of things.
Well, those the high taxes and the welfare rolls people associate together.
Right.
You go into city areas where this problem is particularly severe, and it hits.
Well, our main problem right now, of course, is that Supreme Court ruling. Boy, that really puts the fat in the fire again.
It's a shocker.
But
I guess
it was inevitable. I guess it had to come.
I guess he had to do some horse trading, but.
He did. Well, at least, as you know, it doesn't go nearly as far as it could have. And in other words, it doesn't cover de facto. The trouble is it penalizes the South again. It does not cover the North. It rules out de facto segregation. That's okay. You don't have to change that. And it rules out. It also says you don't have to have balance.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some good things in it, too. But be it as it may.
Well, it was interesting that yesterday the Ribbentrop Amendment was up on the floor the same day. So.
Mm-hmm. Good. And it'll be up today, isn't it, for a vote?
It'll be up today for a vote. It was the tabling motion yesterday. We got a lot of our Democratic friends out on a limb on that.
Well, did they vote for it?
Well, I was just going through the list when you called. I was looking to see how they voted.
How did they vote? You got it? Muskie, but he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
He ducked it. Teddy?
Teddy ducked it. Don't see his name here.
Humphrey?
Corey.
Ducked it too, huh?
Ducked it also.
I'm telling you.
Humphrey Kennedy,
that's a good
Muskie.
That's a good column. Now check up the day to see what's happening up there. These guys now, they just shouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
Shouldn't let them wriggle off this hook.
And they talk about courage now. This is a, profile some courage. Now, that's, will you do that? Check
sure.
the day and have Dole or somebody just ought to make a speech and rip their hide off them. Where are they? Here are the three Democratic candidates. They won't stand up and be counted on either side.
Isn't that interesting? Here's not voting.
I figured they wouldn't vote.
Here's Bai.
He run too?
He ran. Humphrey, Kennedy, Muskie.
Yeah. All right.
McGovern? McGovern also?
That's another one. Okay, and
now
let's see what they did today. They have to vote. The day is they'll have to vote on the. Did they table, did they?
No, the tabling
failed.
See, the tabling failed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they'll have to vote yay or nay on the overall bill.
That's right.
Which, of course, we'll get.
All right, let's come down to this. Let's get down to this darn thing and have a little fun with them, okay?
Oh, I think that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.